We heard a story back in May about a legendary Utah explorer and writer who'd been missing for 75 years. The remains of Everett Roos were supposedly found and definitively identified with DNA testing, but doubts lingered, and this week the results of new DNA tests were released, and the mystery of Everett Roos is again a mystery, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Everett Roos was a 20-year-old idealist and vagabond when he disappeared in the rugged canyon country of southern Utah, leaving behind poems, letters, paintings, and block prints that celebrate the region's beauty and wildness.
Everyone that runs into his trail, you can't help but become fascinated by this young man and what he did.
Ken Sanders is a Utah bookseller who collects the writing and artwork of Everett Roos.
The mystery of what happened to him or who he was overwhelms his life and his legacy, and I think that the main thing is to not forget what this young man represented, his love and unbridled passion for untrammeled wilderness, just hedonistic love of the landscape.
This passion for Everett Roos engendered a cult following steeped in the mystery of his disappearance. Earlier this year, it seemed the mystery was solved. Skeletal remains, DNA testing, and a plausible story about murder meant Roos was lost no more. But new tests indicate he's still missing. Brian Roos is his nephew.
Well, I think we'd go back to where we were a year and a half ago, where we hope that someday he will be found. I mean, so you continue to live with the assumption that the mystery will never be solved, but the hope that it will.
Just a few months ago, the family was close to cremation. But state archaeologist Kevin Jones doubted the DNA tests. The remains had Native American features. So the family approached the DNA experts at the Defense Department, and they determined with no doubt this was not Everett Roos. The University of Colorado lab that conducted the original testing now admits it made mistakes. Dr. Mike Coble directs the Armed Forces DNA Identification Laboratory, and he says his staff has been touched by the Roos saga.
The scientist that did most of the lab work, she has pictures of Everett. She's been reading his work, and it is amazing how his writings are still very, very powerful.
So now there are two mysteries. Where is Everett Roos, and what life once flowed from the recovered bones? The DNA testing indicates this was a young Navajo, and the remains will now be turned over to the Navajo tribe. Roos left these final words, as read by bookseller Ken Sanders.
As to when I shall revisit civilization, it will not be soon. I prefer the saddle to the streetcar and the star-sprinkled sky to the roof, the obscure and difficult trail leading into the unknown, to any paved highway, and the deep peace of the wild to the discontent bred by cities.
So wrote Everett Roos in his final letter dated November 1934, before he and two burros disappeared into a sea of Utah sandstone. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
And listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.